Time again. From 24th to 29th November 2025, it's Child Health Week, Round 2. Parents and guardians, bring your children under 5 years.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Pika Town Council condemns misuse of lodges and guest houses as brothels. Nakia is saddened by rising cases of youth suicide. And Nigeria blames jihadist groups for wave of kidnappings, but others accuse criminal gangs. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Bika Town Council has maintained their stance that all lodges and guest houses operating as brothels will be shut down following numerous complaints from key stakeholders in the district. In his address to lodge and guest house owners, bar attendants and other community members, Bika Town Council Secretary Samuel Musenga stressed that transforming guest houses into brothels is illegal. He urged owners to cease such activities immediately, warning that the council will revoke licenses and pursue legal action against any offenders. Any uncompleted buildings within the district would be repossessed by the local authority, reinforcing their commitment to maintaining community standards, said Mr. Msenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. Meanwhile, Senior Health Inspector Francis Kapila also stressed the importance of compliance, stating that all lodges, restaurants and bars must obtain the necessary licenses, including food handlers' certificates and liquor licenses. Mr. Kapila further warned sex workers lining along Yama Road that they must stop immediately to ensure public safety and order. He emphasized Mpika Town Council's commitment to uphold the law and foster a safe environment for all residents and visitors in Mpika. Political analyst Niosi Mutani has urged government to put the interests of citizens above their personal ambitions by serving them diligently. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Simutani is of the view that government should be transparent, responsive, and allow positive criticism when things are not going well. Dr. Simutani said that government should allow citizens to demonstrate and express themselves freely, owing to pressing challenges that the nation is facing. He cited the incident in Chingola directed at President Hichilema as worrisome, calling on security armed forces to step up efforts. Dr. Simutani stated that it is justified if citizens decide to assemble and should not be obstructed from doing so. There is nothing wrong for citizens to demonstrate and express themselves because they are entitled to it, said Dr. Simutani. He stressed that people cannot plan to demonstrate in public if everything is working smoothly in the country, further stating that it is constitutional and every citizen's right to assemble.
My point, my view is this. It's my personal view, and a very strong view, is that the president is wrong. The president should not and cannot proscribe, in other words, prohibit Zambia through the Oasis Forum. We are planning to go to State House to tell the president how happy about the woman and she's doing these things. in a peaceful demonstration. He said, "Don't do it, you want to, anyone who does that will meet a full force of the law."
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has expressed concern following two consecutive suicide cases involving secondary school learners. NACES Executive Director Aaron Chansa emphasized the urgent need to strengthen mental health sensitization programs. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chansa urged learners to seek counseling and other mental health services to help prevent such tragedies. These services should be enhanced as they are not serving their intended purpose, despite learners going through social as well as psychological challenges, said Dr. Chansa. He further called on government through the Ministry of Education to enhance the availability of mental health support, investigate the underlying causes of these incidents, and intensify measures aimed at preventing future cases.
Learners are not receiving guidance and counseling despite them going through a lot of challenges, including social challenges, economic challenges, psychological challenges, and there's need for the ministry to enhance the provision of these services. And this will only be done if guidance teachers are well-trained, they are well-motivated, and also these services are given chance to be given to our learners.
Women and Law in Southern Africa intern Rachel Kangoi has urged men and boys across the country to take an active role in protecting girls and women from the rising threat of digital violence. Ms. Kangoi emphasized that online harassment, cyberbullying, non-consensual sharing of intimate images, and digital stalking have become increasingly common forms of gender-based violence in Zambia and the region. Speaking on Radio Christian Voice Community Forum program today, Ms. Kangoi noted that while women and girls are disproportionately affected, men and boys play a crucial role in stopping these forms of abuse. Digital violence is not a women's issue alone, it is a societal issue, and men and boys must be part of the solution. We need to cultivate a digital culture where respect, consent, and accountability are upheld, said Ms. Kangoi. Ms. Kangoi further encouraged male allies to challenge harmful online behavior when they see it, support survivors, and educate their peers about the consequences of abusive digital conduct. She also highlighted the importance of teaching boys early on about responsible technology use and respect for women's rights.
How they can engage is by developing the interest to understand what this really is. Because you'd find people out there, they'll just say, that person, that's why they are like that. But they've not sat to actually read and empower themselves with the knowledge that is needed for them to fully understand what really happens. And also, we just need the support. In the family units, we have men. Men should also develop the same interest, not where only women are fighting for themselves.
In African news, the Nigerian government says jihadist groups Boko Haram and Islamic State in West Africa province are behind the recent wave of abductions in northwestern and central Nigeria, but this has been disputed by analysts who tell the BBC they were committed by criminal gangs locally known as bandits. This is the first time the government has stated who it believes is responsible for the kidnappings, but it has not revealed any evidence to back its claims. Kidnap for ransom has become big business in parts of Nigeria in recent years, with the culprits ranging from kidnap gangs, jihadists, and separatists. Coming up shortly, U.S. holds all asylum claim decisions after National Guard shooting. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The Trump administration has halted all asylum decisions following the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director has said. Joseph Edlow said the pause would be in place until we can ensure that every alien is vetted and screened to the maximum degree possible. It came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to permanently pause migration from all third world countries. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.